Good morning. This is your Daily Berlin Briefing for June 9th, 2017. Struggling German airline Air Berlin is looking for money and has asked the German states of North Rhine-Westphalia and Berlin to consider granting possible loan guarantees. German newspaper Die Welt cites sources that the request was aimed to see whether the regional states would be ready to step in should a state-guaranteed loan be needed. Air Berlin has suffered a record loss of €782 million in 2016. Last month, Etihad Airlines, which owns 29% of Air Berlin, appointed a new boss who is rethinking a strategy of investing in smaller carriers. For now, Etihad continues to provide funding. Air Berlin said Etihad has granted another loan of €350 million and a letter of support for at least 18 months. Police have published surveillance images to search for an unidentified man who attacked two women on the M2 tram. The incident happened on February 15th, around 8:45, on the M2 line at the Am Steinberg stop. According to the two women, they were abruptly and without apparent cause attacked by the man. Both suffered mild injuries. The assailant is about 1.80 meters tall, approximately 25 years old, and has dark hair. Police in Weißensee are looking for tips on the suspect's identity and location. An ATM was blown up in Wilhelmstrasse in Kreuzberg Thursday morning. Witnesses saw two unidentified people fleeing the scene at around 4 a.m. It is not known if the suspects were able to steal money and how they were able to damage the machine. This is the second incident within a few days. Last week, another ATM at Moritzplatz was blown up. In this case, two suspects also fled the scene. The Torstrassen Festival started its seventh edition yesterday. The festival represents different trends and music scenes in Berlin. It is centered at Rosenthaler Platz in Mitte, but includes many other locations in the area, such as Akkud, Bassi, Café Burger, St. Oberholz, and Roto Salon. Artists including Mary Oker, Carla Del Frono, Priests, and Stephen Warwick are playing this year's festival. The main event is a block party at Rosenthaler Platz on Saturday. The festival lasts until Sunday. Find more about the locations and bands by following the link in our show notes. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. And if you like what we are doing, tell your friends. Thanks for listening.